This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, Ned Ryoun, a month ago, said something to Laura Ingraham about the Marxist revolution that we are undergoing within the Democrat Party. They want it nationwide. Right now, it's within the Democrat Party. And he could have said it yesterday after the shooting. In fact, it was prophetic. The fact that it is a month old now. And I want to play it for you because this is exactly where we are in America. Let's see if we can get it to.
To support the Democrats these days is to support chaos, criminality, and lawlessness. And, you know, the sad part is, Laura, the commies and the Marxists who are in the streets conducting these protests, violent protests, at least to their credit, they know what time it is because they know what's at stake. They understand the existential threat to their power if these non-citizens, these illegals, with these mass deportations are removed from this country. It removes their power, it removes their money, and it makes it almost impossible for them to get enough electoral power to take back Congress or to take back the White House. So they fully understand what is at work, and we have too many Republicans, and I'm afraid Republicans inside this administration that don't seem to understand what is going on, that if this is not broken apart piece by piece, it will be our undoing, and we will find ourselves in the not-too-distant future in a single-party state because we didn't have the political will or courage to actually forcefully break apart this fully funded attempted insurrection against this country.
You know, that's funny, because he said that a month ago. I said at the beginning of the year, as we uncover the networks, I was talking about Doge, they will get more violent because they cannot win without their fraud networks. And wouldn't you know it, Nick Shirley, 2 days ago, released a second video after his first devastating Somali fraud video. In it, he and Dave describe what the Somalis do for that $9 billion. And apparently, they do more than just vote Democrat. They ballot harvest. Listen to how that works. By the way, what you're about to hear is not legal.
What they say is if you do something to go against our community, we're going to vote for, and they all vote together, and there's ballot harvesting, I've seen them do it, that we're going to vote for your opponent unless you do what we tell you to do.
And so is it all purely for votes?
Yes.
And so this building right here, Cedar Riverside, major massive apartment complex, how many Somalians do you think live in there, for instance?
Well, this is just one complex. You've got 20 more just like this around the Twin Cities. And they're all Somali. You're talking probably 100,000 or more people, and they're all living rent-free. They're driving a vehicle that you paid for. They're eating food that you paid for. Everything they do is something you paid for.
And for instance, that entire block will then go and vote for one specific candidate.
They'll have one person go there and collect all the ballots, and nobody tracks. They could say they have nine people living in an apartment. They're going to send them nine ballots. And then they have someone who comes along, collects all the ballots.
Okay, so how it works is you can vouch for seven other people in order to register them to vote. You can say, yes, I sign here under penalty of perjury. This person lives at this address. They then turn around and mass mail them the absentee ballots, 9, 10, 15, 18 to an apartment. And then he says the Somali ballot harvesters go into the community. They pick up all the absentee ballots that are mailed in. They all get filled out for the Democrat. And that's how it goes. And he goes deep into depth on it. Folks, what you are looking at here is a Marxist operation. You know what's really eerie about what Christine Ohm said? Hundreds of vehicle rammings by liberal lunatics against ICE and Customs and Border Patrol in the last few weeks, including three that day in Minnesota. Golly, I'm watching the Russian Revolution again. I know I tell you all about this all the time, but one of the things you need to understand, I've been telling you this, the Democrats are using the playbook that the communists used to take Russia. The reason they're using it is because, like America, Russia was a very heavily armed country. They had, you know, gun rights. They also had a lot of former military, just like America. How do you take over a country like that? You're not going to win on the battlefield. You can only win through terror. So what they started doing was attacking police officers. They'd throw acid in their faces. Today, they're doing vehicle ramming, same kind of thing. You saw this in George Floyd, and I've been talking about it since then. Okay, well, there's not a lot of them. There's not a ton of the Marxists. How do you get the society to go along? Well, what you do is you terrorize. So they start with the attacks on the officers. Then they corrupt the judicial system. So somebody attacks an officer, threw acid in their face, killed them, whatever. Well, now they're on trial. Guess what? They send their torture squads to those people's houses. And the pre-Soviet torture squads were legendary. They were Marxist activists who used criminals and sociopaths. They would come to your house and boil you alive in the backyard in front of your family. People, even though the population was armed, they were so terrified of these groups showing up that they wouldn't vote to convict the Marxist lunatics who were attacking the police. And they literally, over 20 years in the run-up to the Russian Revolution, broke down society that way through terror. It's still unknown. They're estimated to have been 15 to 20,000 of these homebreak torture attacks. They would attack public officials who weren't on their side. After a number of years of this, the Cadet Party, which had started out at parity in the legislature, was writing checks to them. They basically had fundraising groups like Black Lives Matter on the theory of, well, if we pay them, they won't come torture us. But there was general fear throughout society, even though society was armed. Everyone was afraid to take them on because they were so fearsome. And they were the female torturers that were part of these Marxist groups who'd come to your house were particularly well known. So you're watching, they were just very legendary for their brutality. So you're watching them, the Democrats literally repeat that strategy. Attacks on the police, attempts to dox ICE. We've already done all the reports. I mean, they show up at ICE agents' houses. They show up at ICE agents' kids' schools. They put ICE agents' kids on, you know, apps and websites that Donald Trump then got taken that app down, the doxing app. This is the kind of stuff they're working up to. If they are allowed, they will go full terrorist torture unit. They will absolutely do. We already saw one training in the desert. That was just arrested. The Turtle Island left-wing loon group. They were planning to kill ICE agents over Christmas. They were busted, thank God, before they could do it. That's the end destination. We're a long way from there. But the way you keep that from happening is you have got to put down this insurrection. They've got to know, if I ram an ICE agent, I might well be shot. And I'm definitely going to spend the rest of my life in prison. Maybe I'll let somebody else do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.